If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
So here comes the Holy Spirit. How does he get our character? What does he come to lead us into? And sometimes, in order to embrace the positive, one must accentuate. Paul does that in the book of Galatians chapter 5. If you go over there real quick, I want you to see something that he addresses. Now, the Holy Spirit will identify those sinful things in your life, but not for the purpose of judgment, for the purpose of cleaning. I took a shirt to the dry cleaner the other day, and it had a blue spot on it. This was interesting. I gave my shirt to the cleaning person. I've been going to this cleaner for years, and I gave my shirt to them, and I showed her, and I said, I have some ink right here on this side of my shirt. I said, do you think they can get it out? She said, I don't know, but she took a piece of red tape and put it on the shirt. Putting that red tape on there means that when they're going through the regular cleaning, they have to pay particular attention to that spot. So the red tape identifies it. That's what Galatians 5 does. It identifies the areas of sin so that we may try to get them out. Are you hearing me? You say, well, if the Holy Spirit is in me, how do I get them out? I'll show you, because it's really dynamic from the biblical perspective. When Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, and I'm going to read it from another translation just to get through, because when I read the King James, I always have to parse verbs. It says, for dear brothers, you have been given freedom, not freedom to do wrong, but freedom to love and serve each other. It's an interesting concept. I was not free to love you before Jesus. Love was a task before Jesus. Now I'm free to love you. And it's easy to love you because the Lord loves me. He goes on and says, for the whole law can be summed up in one command, love others as you love yourself. But if instead of loving among yourselves, of showing love among yourselves, you're always critical and catty, watch out, beware of ruining each other. What does that mean? It means that in the flesh, all you do is complain. If you're a Christian and you're always critical, I mean, you always have a critique. Why can't you just simply say, okay, that's fine? Why do you always have to criticize? Paul told the church at Corinth, he said, look, even when you know you're right, sometimes just take the wrong. When I was a young Christian, I tried to correct everybody because I was insecure. I was very insecure. So if you misquoted a scripture, I would be right on you. Oh, that's not what it says. I was God's eraser. I was correcting everything. But as I grew older, around my 28th birthday, when I grew older, now you can go ahead and do things, and I'm not going to correct everything you do. Who wants to be with a person who demonstrates that pedantic behavior? Just always knowing everything. Listen carefully. You never become a master by doing 73 things one time. You become a master by doing one thing 73 times. People who like to spread themselves out and say, I can be doing more, are insecure people. They're trying to demonstrate, I can do a whole lot. I had a pastor come to me, and he said, Bishop, he said, I need your advice. I said, what is it, son? He said, I have a young man who's a deacon. He said, and I want to move him to elder. And he began to talk. I said, don't do it. He looked at me. He said, why? I said, it's better to have a good deacon than a bad elder. He said, I never thought about that. I said, just leave him in that deaconate. Don't think that just because a person performs in that task, it's an automatic promotion. We look at the body of Christ as the same process in the world. I've been serving here for 17 years. I deserve a promotion. No, promotion comes from God. It doesn't come from status.
All right? So Paul says, look, you become catty. Why? Because you're always, look, well, I don't think they should sing that song. Every time she sings, they should sing something else. They sing the same song. Let me see if I got this right. We become upset because the praise and worship team sings songs. Don't say, everything is expression and explanation. They don't sing the same songs. They sing familiar songs. Stop saying they sing the same songs. That's a negative. Say, oh, they sing songs that I know. Amen. See how I shifted it? It's a lot better, isn't it? See, just, oh, they're singing songs that I'm familiar with. Sing it because it means something to me. We complain. Paul says, don't do that. Don't complain. They complain about the preacher. The service is too long. But if you've ever gone to a Kevin Costner movie, his movies run 3 hours. And you love it. Why? Because it's perception. Who said church service has to be 45 minutes? Some of you are sitting there saying, I say it. Don't take all that time. I got to go to breakfast. He says, verse 16, I advise you to obey only the Holy Spirit's instructions. He will tell you where to go, what to do, and then you won't always be doing the wrong things your evil nature wants you to do. Remember in Romans, he says that we should not yield our members. I love that phrase. He said, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Here's what that means. All right. So I got pride of life, lust of the eye, and lust of the flesh. That's what they are. That's what my deacon board is full of. Pride of life, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. You just saw lust of the flesh hit pride of life. Yes, sir. Why? Because they work together. Now watch this. They're powerful. They are satanically motivated and satanically empowered. But not a one of them will be successful until I yield a member to them. You're always going to be surrounded by these three. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, identify them. This is all that is in the world. All sin comes from these three. But not a one of them will have any power unless I yield them a member. See what Paul says? From the lust of the eye, I get greed, envy, jealousy. In order to fulfill that, I got to give him my mouth so I can talk about what you have. I may have to give him my hands so I can steal what you have. I may have to give him my feet so I can go where you are to take what you have. Paul said, don't do it. If I keep them from my members, or better yet, keep my members from them, go back and sit down. That's exactly what they have to do. They have no power. Paul doesn't say, bind the devil. He says, bind your members. See, we're going around telling people, Satan, I bind you. Do you understand the foolishness? You are not binding the devil. He's still out there. Every time you bind him, he says, oh, Lord. He come right back to your living room. Hey. He said, remember me? You bound me last week. He said, well, the word of God says, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. He didn't say you could bind the devil. But you bind your members. That term has nothing to do with what we think. Paul said, don't give the devil your mouth. Listen carefully. You don't have to say everything that comes to you. You don't. You don't have to say everything that comes to you. The things we should say, we don't. The things we should not say, we say. God will not put stuff on you that causes confusion. He's not the author of it. So if confusion is the end of what you do, it didn't come from God. It came from you. So what does he say? Bind up your members. Listen to Paul. He said, just obey the Spirit's instruction. Look at verse 17. For we naturally love to do evil things that are just the opposite from the things that the Holy Spirit tells us to do. You naturally migrate towards evil things. I told you last week, when I go into the market, I'm still tempted to steal candy. I don't need to steal it anymore. But I remember when I was a boy, down in my old neighborhood, we stole the candy. They first started putting it out. We stole it. I'm still tempted when I get into the market. I can buy the candy now, Mom. But the enemy will sit on my shoulder. Take it. Ain't nobody looking. Take it. Nobody looking. And the Lord is looking. You ever sit at a light and it says no turn on red and you turn anyway because nobody's looking? You forget that God just wrote that down. Amen. July 3rd, 2:45, turned on red illegally, broke the law. The Bible says you're going to give an account for every. He said even thoughts. You sit across the church, you look at somebody else and say, they just motivated by the devil. God puts that down. July 3rd, judged somebody else because they saw the spirit that's in them in the other person. He continues, they didn't know that I was using that person to show them the hate in their heart. Where are all my amens and my running and my... I knew today, Don Bozzini, that when I preach this message, that today you were either going to be with me or you were going to be out of the family. I did not know. But my youngest son was forced to leave this country. Watch this. Now listen, he says these two forces are constantly fighting each other to do what? Win control. Oh, ooh, I love this. The Holy Spirit and the enemy are trying to convince your flesh to do what it wants. You can't bind the devil and you can't force the spirit. So all you can do is control you.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to our 2016 Holy Convocation, where people gather together to meet God. Our theme this year is based out of Mark chapter 8, verse 25, Second Touch, Regain Your Spiritual Vision. Our guest speakers on Wednesday, August 10th, Bishop Keith Reed of Sharon Baptist Church. On Thursday, Bishop Maureen Davis, Open Door Mission True Light Church. And ending with our presiding bishop on Friday, August 12th, Eric Lambert, Jr. Daily agenda includes dynamic afternoon workshops, powerful praise and worship, edifying word from God, and a great time of fellowship. Each evening begins at prayer at 6 o'clock and service at 7 at the Bethel Deliverance International Church main campus, 2929 Sheltenham Avenue.